This is exactly right.
On the next season of Tenfold More Wicked, a longtime listener reaches out with a tragic family story that's been passed down through the centuries. It's about Rebecca Briggs Cornell, an English Puritan separatist fleeing religious persecution, only to be found burned to death in her own home. Was it an accident or was it murder? Season 11 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and by the power, the pleasure, and the pain vested in me, I now pronounce you man and wife. That is my impression of Seal officiating a wedding. Thank you!
Beautiful. Barbara, Seal reference in 2021, everybody. Mm-hmm. Feels great.
Fresh.
I'm Brandy Posey, and today I put on makeup while driving. Nature is healing.
I'm Tess Barker, and every once in a while, someone will hire a skywriter in LA, and it's like, okay, hilarious you think that anyone in this city reads.
Aww. And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies to Lady, Ladies to Lady.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's Babs and Anna, Courtney, Tess, and Brandy.
Yeah, Anna, Courtney are here in spirit. RIP to some real ones. We love them.
We got another voicemail about somebody who couldn't understand the theme song. So apparently...
Well, I feel like at this point you're on your own. Get the cliff notes. Google it. We've spelled it out.
Somebody was like, I should look it up online. I'm like, I don't think it's listed anywhere. So we might have to put our lyrics on genius.com or something.
Yeah, yeah. And annotate them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If
yeah,
somebody
every little
could
moment.
Do that for us, we would appreciate it.
Yeah, WikiFeet and Genius, we need to have a presence on both, I think. So let's bring out our guest. We're very excited to have her. She's a comedian and podcaster. You can catch her podcast called Keeping Records. It's Shelby Wolstein.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Lana Del Rey was recently doing a lot of skywriting. I don't know if that...
I think it was her. It was her skywriting.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she was recently doing a lot of skywriting.
That and I just, was her.
She had, because it's... I think her album is called... It's Chemtrails Over the Country Club or something.
Oh, that's funny. Okay.
So somebody... Because, okay. I love the reveal for Tess that it was Lana Del Rey. Because somebody said, I saw a few you know, Instagrams that day that were like, oh, haha, someone did skywriting that said chemtrails, which is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty funny.
It is, but that's not all she wrote. She wrote, and like, it made no sense. It was like, the world will end someday.
Yeah,
but like,
that's exactly.
Yeah. That's a Lana Del Rey.
I know.
Signature.
Shame on me for
She's
not knowing.
Out of her mind.
She's nodding off at the end in that lyric and in the skywriting.
But like, the biggest problem with skywriting is the words dissipate before you can like retain them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If the message is too long, you have to keep it really tight.
Yeah.
Because if it's too long, you're. I'm a really bad reader. I'm dyslexic. I'm ADD. Like, I start the first word, I go back, and then I'm, you know, half the word now.
Right.
No.
Yeah. I remember Kurt Braunohler did a thing. Do you guys remember this?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
5 years ago, where he hired a skywriter to write, How Do I Land in the Sky? But it, like, again, the guy was real slow and it
windy
took
a day. Yeah. It was just, how do I, and then 10 minutes later, land? Huh?
Well, because I think there's two kinds of skywriting. There's one where you can like buy like, it's almost like fireworks where they like pre-shoot out the letters and then there's
that
actual
would be
writing,
better. Yeah.
Mm.
I feel like I never see the letters get sprung for. It must be a big price difference, I think. Because you always see like the little dot matrix letters is usually what you see, right?
The only people who take advantage of this technology is generally like hard seltzer companies. But I would recommend the banner method. Just put a banner.
It's so much easier.
I love a banner.
And you can circulate. You can come back.
Yeah.
You can land and come back another time. You're flying above the beach and you realize it's a light day. You're too late. But if you come back again with the banner, you can do that day in, day out.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
You've got to get dizzy as like a skywriting.
Oh, my God.
I can't imagine. If we have any skywriting pilots that listen, please let us know.
Wait,
what do
can
you
I
do?
Just say, I thought in my head, you just recommended a pilot named Dizzy. You're like, you got to get Dizzy. And I was like, yeah, Dizzy's the one.
You've got to get Dizzy. He is the best. I'm not kidding. If I'm like every time I've ever skywritten, I hire Dizzy because he just knows what
that's
he's
why
doing.
It's his nickname, because it's like he doesn't care. He'll get dizzy, but he'll do a good job.
Getting dizzy.
He
with
hasn't
it.
Puked since 93.
He does sound like a character in Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Totally.
My parents said that they once went on a honeymoon. It was their only honeymoon and they're divorced. But on their honeymoon, I guess they like sprung to do some like fighter jet thing, which is bonkerinos, but they did, and they had to be in separate planes, and I guess you like do something where you like fake shoot and like shake the plane. Whoa. And my dad was getting so plane sick, he was puking so much in his plane, but my mom was like kept shooting the plane. And she was like, he was like, it was the worst day of my life. And she was like, I was having the best time. I couldn't stop.
Wait, I don't understand what this.
Where did your parents' honeymoon?
They tell me the story all the time, and I'm just always kind of, I've never inquired more because I think I'm sick of the story, but I should. I don't understand it conceptually. I should at least Google it.
I'm so curious.
Yeah, for sure. I Googled skywriting to see, like, is it hard? And apparently it's very hard. There's a Mental Floss article called The Dying Art of Skywriting that has come up. Mm. But apparently there's less than 10 pilots that know how to do it the old-fashioned way, which is where you...
Dizzy.
Yeah, dizzy, yeah. Dazzy, buzzy,
Junior.
Bazzy, jazzy. Yeah, they all... They're like... It's
propeller.
The dwarfs. Yeah, the seven dwarfs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's damn. The
what would you guys do if you could, if you had one skywrite?
Oh my God.
Under your belt.
That's a lot of pressure.
I mean, honestly, chemtrails is really great. I really.
It's pretty funny.
It's really funny.
I like didn't think that like a young musical starlet would come up with such a funny thing.
It's very good.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
Well, she didn't. Her marketing team must have.
That's but, true. Yeah. That's true. I don't know any of the I know Billie Eilish has green hair. Yes. There's Lana Del Rey, and I think there's like two to three named people that are either assassins or sad pop stars, and I don't know who is
Billie
which.
Eilish is like 6 years old and really talented.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like her stuff. Lana. I've heard.
Yeah, yeah. And she's like too young to be as good as she is, so it's like she's even better. Mm-hmm. If she was 26, we'd be like, Billie Eilish is fine, but
she's
I think
going to be like, one day though.
Yeah, and we're going to forget about her.
Ooh, we work in a great industry.
That was my favorite thing when I went to I had an old roommate audition on America's Got Talent. And in the crowd, it was so funny. And they, of course, encouraged this too. So if you were like below 20 or over like 50, it was like, yeah, you got this. Woo, woo, we love you. You're young or like you're old. If you were anywhere in between, it was like, fuck you, you're horrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about like Susan Boyle. If Susan Boyle was
all
like
the time
26. If Susan Boyle was young and sang opera on America's Got Talent, all of us would be like, okay.
And
yeah, if she was 30, people
you're
would
Charlotte
be like
Church. No, but she was a lesson in underestimating middle-aged women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen, I'm not here to shit on Susan Boyle.
No.
Let's. I'm a Susan Boyle supporter. I wish the best for her.
I hope she's had a good year. I've been thinking about her. Yeah.
I think, you know, when I think about Susan Boyle, which again is a lot, I'm sort of always hoping for the best.
I mean, I think we've got our answer as far as what we would write in the sky is just remember Susan Boyle.
Yeah. Because I was just,
or like Susan Boyle.
Clay Aiken should have won. Ruben Studdard should have lost.
Remember Susan Boyle. Yeah. My first instinct was going to be to write Smash was a good show.
Oh, I'm a big fan. Big fan. I was thinking maybe Calvin pissing, but like, I don't know what he's
good.
Ooh, just the words Calvin pissing though. Not the picture. Just
very
write the
conceptual.
Words Calvin pissing.
Perfection.
Yeah,
exactly.
I would like to see this.
You could do like a Mondays Am I Right or something.
Yeah. Or just like, you kind of can't go wrong with a dick.
Yeah, so true. I mean, people will walk miles in the snow just to make sure that someone can, like, take a picture from the sky of a dick.
Exactly. 100%. Yeah. Yes.
Why haven't drones taken over skywriting? And I mean that.
So true. That is a really
That's a great question.
Point. So true.
Can they get up
high
enough?
I thought drones could do everything.
I know. And, like, on that point, I would like to see drones step it up in general. Like, when... when are they bringing us pizza? We were promised pizza.
Wait. I saw a little robot. I was walking around in Santa Monica, which isn't where I live. And I actually rarely go. Mm-hmm. And I went, but I was there. And I was walking around. And on 3rd Street Promenade, is that place?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
There was a tiny robot walking next to me.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
And I thought, what is this? And it just had a little sticker on it that said, I'm delivering food.
Okay.
Whoa.
I stand that is rolling around.
So it is happening.
I almost cried. He was really tiny.
Was he cute? Did he have like a food pouch or where was the food?
If it's okay, I am gendering the robot, but he like
it feels like a delivery boy. Yes.
Yeah, he's like a tiny little newsboy, but for a food. And he, I don't know what was inside because it was like a white toaster shape, and then a sticker on the side and a little like flag, assuming no one would step on it or something. Like if you have a pet turtle or something, you put a little flag.
Wow.
Okay. Aww.
And he was delivering food.
Okay.
I mean, just my immediate instinct is I want to pick up that robot and break it open.
I know, me too.
I mean, how are we not seeing a lot of robot abuse?
Exactly.
I'm not advocating. I'm just saying.
Well, no. And I mean, we all know my husband's from Philly and we all remember. Do you guys remember the hitchhiking robot?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You can't do that in Philly. They'll beat it up.
Well, no, they're like, cop robots and like in New York and stuff. I mean, they're going to get fucking taken apart. Like, we're not going to let robots be roaming our streets.
No, a robot can deliver pizza. A robot should not be a cop.
I think there has to be certain neighborhoods that the robots can roam. Because like Santa Monica, and this is a generalization, people are a little bit more spacey. Yes. So they see the robot and they're like, wait. And then they let it go. By the time you realize it's so far,
right? You're so stoned that you're like trying to like figure it out first.
Hot girl can't see what's going on, doesn't understand, or you're like cool surfer dude can't really see what's going on. So it's just kind of like we're not worried about the robot. They have bigger fish to fry, which is like being hot and like doing hot people stuff.
Right.
Of course.
Right. That does take a lot of brain power.
Mm-hmm.
All of it. Almost, it does. It seems. I haven't had the pleasure, but I imagine. And but like you take it to a downtown where people are kind of bustling. Mm-hmm. That thing's dead. 50 seconds.
Yeah, get out of my way. I got places to be. Get out of my way, robot. I don't care about that pizza. I'll get a slice while I'm walking.
I think we have all the evidence we need in the great bird scooter debacle of 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Like, we are not people that can respect foreign robotic objects on our sidewalks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm from Cleveland, and they tried Bird in Cleveland, and too many people were throwing it into Lake Erie.
Yeah.
I mean, they
Which
really...
is funny.
I remember being in Portland and seeing a giant pile of them that I was like, this looks like a bonfire pyre. This is... this is terrifying.
Bird was like, okay, we can't be in Cleveland because people obviously don't know how to have nice things here. And I was like, that tracks.
I think the scooters were secretly happy about the pandemic because it was like it was a graceful exit from the scene.
It was. No one noticed them leave. No one. Yeah. They Irish goodbye the shit out of all the cities.
Yeah,
exactly. We didn't have time to think about it. If I'm a scooter, though, or a scooter, if I'm a scooter, I want to be out in the country. I don't want to be in LA, New York.
Oh, yeah, you want, like, a nice country path.
I want Kansas. I want North Dakota.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, wind in my scooter hair. Yeah.
Yeah. Kansas, just, like, the long, wind through flat my roads. Absolutely.
I remember the one time I considered using a scooter, I was downtown, and I'm like, okay, this seems like what these things are for. Like, I don't really feel like walking these 10 blocks or whatever. But, like, I was not aware that you're not allowed to drive them on the sidewalk. They expect you to contend with like cars and those things.
Yeah, you're supposed to be in the street with the cars.
Yeah,
it's a little scary. I rode a bunch in downtown San Diego when I was there for Comic-Con a couple years ago, and that was like a good use of it because it was the whole area was like cordoned off, so it was just people walking around. but it still was like, I don't know. They go faster than you want.
I'm just ready for the drones to come pick me up and deliver, fly
yeah,
me.
I want to hang on. I want to hold on, although you got to have good arm strength. But
Oh my God.
The only time I ever, I think twice I've done one of these scoots, but the first time, it was in Chicago. They were new to Chicago, and I was like, and this didn't make sense. I want you guys to know this was bad logic. But I was like, I'm not going to take the train home. I'm going to scoot for working out. That doesn't make sense. It's motorized. Yeah. You are.
I get it. It's a little sweaty. You're kind of moody.
And I was like, I'm outside. Yeah. That's working out.
I'm asking if there's any alcohol involved only because I have definitely scooted when drunk and thought it was a good idea.
Yeah.
This time, no. Okay. The other time, absolutely. But and if the police want to come arrest me, fine. But I got on the scooter thinking I was working out. That didn't make sense. And I was on my way home, and it started slowing down on its own. And I thought, why is it doing this? I don't want to slow down. I want to get home. And in Chicago, there was a parameter it could go.
Oh, no.
And it cut off before my neighborhood, which was like Lincoln Park. So it's like, what are we doing here? And it went like a mile after, because it doesn't stop. It just slows down.
Yeah.
And I was going down a hill, so I was kind of like, maybe it just knows.
Yeah.
I went like a mile out. And then it was like, you're going to be charged $45 for taking it out of the zone unless you park it back in the zone.
So then
I had to go up the hill and it was going like 1 mile per hour. And I had to like, then it really was a workout because I really had to scoot it up the hill to get a little faster and return it to the zone.
And then you still had to walk.
Pay $1,000.
Wow.
I'll be pissed for the rest of my life about that.
I'm pissed for you.
Thank you. It was a really, really tough time for me and my family.
So Shelby, tell us about keeping records. This is based on the NASA sending records into space.
Yeah. So in 1977, she's a scientist, historian more like. in 1977, NASA sent the Voyager into space. And on Voyager was two gold records that had like a bunch of images and pictures and sound. Images are pictures, but just imagine. And sounds and like greetings in different languages all into space with the intention that if aliens ever found it, they would be able to understand what life is like on Earth.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. We really like that. We're fascinated by that. But it's outdated. And we don't agree with it anymore. So we are talking to people and getting better stuff on there.
Are you guys going to launch it into space eventually?
If anyone ever wants to give us the money.
Elon
Musk is constantly looking for things to do to bring himself into relevancy. If he wants to put our records on a ship, I'm there for it.
I'm just putting this out there. I'm literally no rocket scientist, but
right.
What if?
Me either.
What if we build all the birds on top of each other, then a drone carries the record with the birds lifted up, then a drone comes and gets it and takes it to space.
Perfect.
Boom.
I'll get Elon on the phone. I actually don't like him at all, but I do think he'll be able to figure it out.
It seems it's something that him and Grimes would come up with.
I'm gonna just be an aunt for a second. All I know about Grimes is that she's married to Elon Musk. Do any of you know anything else about Grimes?
She's a musician. I've heard her music.
Yeah. I saw a billboard for one of her albums and it was called like Global Warming is Actually a Good Thing or something.
It's kind of like I think it's like synth wavy.
Okay, something. I would like that.
I like her music.
Yeah, I'm gonna listen to it. She seems
I think
edgelordy.
I would like her music, but I don't like her kid's name.
I have literally I've listened to like an album of hers 3 years ago, so I don't associate her with
you know what I will say though, like when celebrities give their kids shitty names, I think good. Because there's so few ways to level the playing field in this world that, your name is Apple Paltrow.
I was about to bring up Apple. Do you remember when we were all like, Apple? What? And now they're literally being like, my kid's name is Fighter Pilot. And you're like, wait.
All right.
We really leaped from Apple.
Yes.
We took Apple as a suggestion and we ran.
My newest beef with Elon Musk is that there was like a beautiful old woman like model that showed up in my Explore feed, and I was like, oh, this is a cool looking older lady. This is really fun. I'll start following her. And then she posted a picture with Elon Musk and their kid, and she's Elon Musk's mom. His mom is a beautiful older model, and I was furious. I'd been following his mother for like a month or two.
That makes perfect sense.
I was so mad.
He has a hot mom. Yeah. Okay.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
That's the whole complex he has.
Exactly. You know? I mean, one thing, I don't know. My brother told me this about Elon Musk, and I don't know. Tell me if you guys think this is interesting. But he doesn't own houses anymore. He only rents.
Oh, I did hear about that.
Which I'm
unfortunately,
like,
I think that's cool.
I do too. Yeah,
I do like that.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, Elon Musk will do something. Every once in a while, Elon Musk will do something, and I'll say, wait a second. That's cool.
I know.
But then I still want him to not have a good time.
Yeah. No, his money should still be taken from him.
his money, his Twitter.
Yes.
I mean, he was campaigning for Kanye West. I think we can all agree that that was a bad campaign. Like, I don't need that from Elon Musk. Take us to space. Give us the high-speed railway.
Yeah, exactly. Elon kind of like, you know how you can mute words on Twitter? I think my brain has done that to him because just don't even register anymore. I'm like, I'm not paying attention. You're over here.
But do you guys think, when I look at Elon Musk, and like, if we're being honest, Bill Gates is kind of has his like dick moments too.
Oh,
like,
do
you guys think that you can be that figure and not be like a little shitty?
No.
No, you didn't get that much money by not being a shit.
You didn't make that much money by not being a shit. And also, like, you have no way to ground yourself in reality that everyone else lives in anymore. Like,
right.
Unless you are putting that money in a bank account that you cannot touch legally, like,
yeah,
and living on, like, a normal wage, you're going to be so far out of touch of, like, what people are doing with their lives.
For sure.
But there's just no way. How could you?
Right. Like, to a certain extent, I guess it's somewhat, I don't know if not their fault is the right word, but like I don't think they view the world through the same lens as us commoners do.
No. Right. No. That's why, no one should get to that point because it's like.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's like, I don't remember what celebrity it was, but it was someone fine. And someone was like, what do you think it costs to get like a bag of chocolates or something? And they were like, I don't know, $24. And it's like. Jesus Christ.
Like, wait, I mean, always the classic Arrested Development. Bluth. Like, it's a banana. Mm-hmm. How
what
much could
it cost?
$10?
Yeah. There was like some talk show host like took some celebrity to like a CVS and was like, what do you think this costs? And they were just like, $50. And it was like, what are you talking about? Nothing in this store costs $50.
But
not one thing.
Also, like, I'm not rich. And I remember like a couple. If you listen to the podcast, you know 7-Eleven is one of my favorite stores on the planet. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
I was not aware until Barbara told me a couple years ago that 7-Eleven is expensive.
I mean, in the realm of convenience stores. But then they have like luxury convenience stores that are like, we sell what you would get at a convenience store, but in a matte package.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah,
give me the classic. I want like some slimy hot dogs rolling around on like a silver accordion.
Also, why gloss feels like it should be more expensive than matte. Just a
but
personal
when you
thought.
See, but when you see a matte bag, I think, and this is a me thing, healthy. I'm like, that's a health food.
Yeah.
Same ingredients, same food. You could give me a bag of Lay's. It's the normal Lay's, not even baked. Put it in a matte bag, and I'm like, I'm actually dieting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that.
I will say, when Brandy, you were saying glossy, I just thought hot dogs, because I thought you were saying glossy hot dogs, which
ooh.
I think... Yeah. Is what's happening at 7-Eleven. Okay, we have to take a break. We'll
Those
be
hot
back.
Dogs should
we'll
be matte. I will say that. We'll see you guys soon.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Shelby.
Hey.
Okay, we're going to do a MySpace quiz. Boom, roll the music.
I've got a MySpace. It'll put a smile on your face. Now it's time for a MySpace quiz. Quiz.
Oh, yeah. That's what I call
that's
quiz.
The MySpace. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so these are just random questions from, like, back in the MySpace bulletin days. Here we go. Shelby, what were you doing at 11 last night?
From back, if it was back in MySpace days?
Last night.
Last night for real.
Yeah. Or other, you know.
Or whatever.
Whatever you want to say.
Yeah, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, what 11, whatever 11 o'clock
feels. You
know
what really, really fucking sucks? No matter if it was MySpace days or last night for real, nothing. Watching TV. I'm playing Roller Coaster Tycoon. I asked the question. It doesn't matter. The answer is the
same. You were playing Roller Coaster Tycoon last night?
Yeah, I downloaded it on Steam. I found out you can, and I'm having some fun.
Nice. I actually tried to re-download it recently, too, but, like, it takes up so much space on the computer, it's hard to play.
Yeah,
because it's still, like, the old file.
I think I'll have to get a new one.
Right.
But I'm here to make a park and let people have a good time in it.
What kind of coasters? Like, what are the qualities you're looking for in a roller coaster?
Well, in MySpace days, I was constantly trying to rebuild the coasters that they would have in the pre-made parks. So that was like the twins that would do the exact same thing, but it was impossible to do because you couldn't overlap roller coasters in that same way.
Yeah.
Now I'm really going for the sweet spot of intensity and speed so that everyone wants to ride it.
And everyone throws up afterwards?
Yeah, but you have to listen to the feedback because a lot of people will walk up to the coaster and you think they're in line. And then they walk away. And if you're reading what they're saying, if you're reading the reviews, they say, this roller coaster is too intense for me.
Oh, yeah.
Huge to know because sometimes I'm out here doing swirly, 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 swirly. Mm-hmm. And then no one wants to ride the coaster. I'm wasting money.
Can't have that. Not in this economy.
Are these people real?
No.
Okay. It's the game. It's like you could build a roller coaster that goes like does like an insane thing, and then all the little cartoon people will like throw up afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, and a real interesting thing about me is that I will kill people in Roller Coaster Tycoon. I refuse to do it in Sims.
Interesting. Why do you think?
I think
you
it's because in
line?
Roller Coaster Tycoon, my goal is the perfect park. In Sims, my goal is the perfect life. And if you're killing people in Sims, no matter who it is, they're affected by the death. Mm-hmm. Especially, so someone's gonna live in that house after someone died in the pool. It's haunted.
Oh, I forgot that. Yeah, you can haunt people.
Oh, that's
fun. You can kill people in the pool. You can kill people from fire. I'm not here to ruin lives. Now, in the coaster world.
See, I love.
Sometimes you have to test your limits.
I love this. You as a consumer, you as a human, and then you as a business owner. The dichotomy that exists within you, depending on what you're going after. I love it.
I don't believe in ethics in business, but I do believe in ethics as a person.
I mean, Roller Coaster Tycoon. Obviously, the best part is when you just straight up remove a track, and then everyone in a little cart just goes cheep, and they just
a mistake I make in Roller Coaster Tycoon to kill people. See, I want to kill them in a fun way. If they're gonna die, they're gonna go out swinging. Going off a coaster is mostly the way to do that. But sometimes I do accidentally kill people in a way that I don't love, which is if you have a walkway and you delete it and it's over water, they'll drown.
I'm not
learn how to swim.
Anticlimactic. Yeah.
Figure it out.
I kind of think that in both games. First of all, in Sims, I guarantee you the pool's not deep enough that you can't just like hop out. The ladder's missing. Figure it out. You're going to die in there. I don't understand that conceptually. It's a bad design.
This is just a great like point of how creepy I was / am. Mm-hmm. But there in Sims, there are codes you can put in that you can makes it so you can actually see the Sims naked. And I for sure put those codes.
Oh, nice. That's the most Barbara Gray shit of all time. Nice. For sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Because usually they pixelate them. But if you put a code in, they unpixelate.
Does it show like full peen?
shows everything.
It shows Which is everything. Kind of crazy of them, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Why even design that part?
No, that
well, why design that part?
Because, you guys, it's the same people who made the boner in Little Mermaid.
Right. Yeah.
It's
yeah,
like
yeah.
curvy.
You
it's
need
curvy
the boner
op,
the nuclear boner option.
These are the people yeah. drawing boners in the sky.
Exactly.
They need mm-hmm. them to yeah. be around.
I think we'll always be funny. Man, did you guys yeah. in high school or middle school even, did your like physics classes ever go to like an amusement park to like do physics on the roller coasters for a day?
No, that's no, dope though.
That sounds fun.
Oh. That's really, really cool. I'm from yeah. Ohio where we have Cedar Point and they didn't do that.
You guys have like that's like that park rules. I love that park. Such good
rules.
Roller coasters. Such good roller coasters.
I like Kings Island
mm-hmm.
in Cincinnati. Okay.
Good time.
That's okay too.
My grandparents are from Cincinnati.
Hey, I like you know the Beast. I can't tell you a amusement park that I've been to that was bad. I love most Agree. Of the Six Flags. I love. I grew up with the King's Dominion. I've been to Kennywood in Pittsburgh. I've been to Cedar. You know the Disney's. Honestly, kind of this very controversial choice. I would prefer most theme parks to a Disney. Because
that
I like an actual
surprising
ride.
At
Disney
all.
Doesn't have like
that's
ride
not surprising.
Rides.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. Like you don't yeah, strike me as a Disneyland person at all. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I said yeah. that on Keeping Records in an episode, mm-hmm. and I got absolutely annihilated for saying that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Caleb laughed for maybe 15 minutes at me.
You're safe here.
I said there aren't really rides at Disney, and he said, "What are you talking about?" No. And then the two people that were on the podcast with me didn't let me live it down for the whole episode.
I mean,
was in timeout.
This is a
it
safe
needs
space
to be
for you,
said,
Shelby.
It needs to be Thank said, you. And I'm going to defend it here because apparently no one else will. Space Mountain is a Space really Mountain fun ride. It's such a good idea to have a roller coaster in the dark.
It's yes. a great idea for sure. I guess yes. to me, like the it never like thrilled me though. I was like, oh, this is fun. It still feels like, oh, this is fun. Like I don't get that drop in my stomach as like what I consider like a ride. I want to be
yeah,
thrilled.
It's not like yeah. If you're like, I mean, it's like you can't Six Flags because Six Flags is not going to put any of the window dressing on it for you. It's just a track in a desert, mm-hmm. and you feel like you're going to die, and that's the fun. Disneyland, they rely on all window dressing. Mm-hmm. It's just like
totally.
A go-kart.
I mean, that's the thing is, I that's why you're going, but I'm yeah. not going there for the rides. Like
no.
I'm going there for the ambiance. But Space Mountain I do really enjoy. That's probably my favorite ride. And I'm very excited to go there and eat some corn dogs as soon as possible.
The truth of the matter is if you're a roller coaster person, any roller coaster is going to give you that fix.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys done the one on the the Nevada,
oh, Prim?
California?
I yes. always want... You have done it? I've always yes. wanted to do it.
It's... actually terrifying. Have you seen this, Shelby? Because you've moved here. I don't know if you've driven to Vegas or not, so you haven't seen it yet.
No, I drove through Vegas on my way in, but it was completely shut down from Ugh. Pandemic.
Damn.
Me and my grandma's ex-boyfriend went on it.
Wait, is this
with your grandma or just as like a solo date?
I think they were dating at the time.
Is this
yeah.
Mr. Chardonnay?
Oh,
this is Mr. Chardonnay. Mr. Chardonnay and I went on the Prim roller coaster together.
Okay.
It's pretty
good time.
I remember it being very scary as like an adult and being like,
because
oh, I don't
old
trust.
And rickety or no, it's actually scary. I can't remember.
I think it's actually scary because there's a point where you can just see the vastness of the desert in front of you. And you're like, oh, if I were to be thrown from this thing, my body would just be buried in a desert hole next to another body buried in a desert hole somewhere. Mm-hmm. And nobody would find me because this is where our bodies are brought.
It was like the tallest one at some point or something, too. It's very tall.
I love that.
Yeah, it's very tall.
I'm going to make it a point to stop on that because that combines so much that I love.
I'll go, too.
Great.
Tess,
let's do
me
it.
Know.
We'll get some lottery tickets. We'll ride the roller coaster.
Oh, if you don't think I am 1,000% going to like book a whole weekend with all female comics going to see Magic Mike Live at some point when this shit's over, it's happening. I'm just gonna like
all
book
right.
20 hotel rooms and as many people can fill them as possible.
Great. Yeah, like a wedding hotel block. And you're like, just call the hotel. Let them know you're with the bab party. the scariest roller coaster to me. So, isn't fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's
right.
It's Top Thrill Dragster at Cedar Point. It's not a fun roller coaster. You're off before you even have a second to think about it.
So what's the idea behind it?
The idea behind it was at the time that it was built, it was like the tallest and fastest.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it a free fall situation?
So you go up. I'll paint you a picture. You're sitting in the car. The theme, race cars.
Love it.
So it kind of does like the doot thing. They take a picture of you then, mm-hmm. as like a before. Mm-hmm. Then you shoot forward, go straight up, go straight down, spiral down, and then you park. That's it. And they take a picture as you're going to park. I'll say this, my picture, I am white after.
Yeah.
So I guess I had a hard time on it. But the problem was a lot of people kept not making it to the top and it would just fall back down.
Oh, God. That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, they kept being an issue. So you're going on it and you're like, I might not even have the fun time.
Wait, what?
And then they don't even let you off. They do it again so that you make it up. And personally, I'm of the mind that if I didn't make it up the first time, I think that's God's will. Agreed. I'm not religious. I think that's God's will.
Yeah.
I say, God told me, the roller coaster operator, and everybody on this thing that we do not want to make it over the hump.
Wait, I don't understand how it doesn't make it over.
Because the roller coaster
doesn't do the when you go up. Right.
It's not based on the chain.
It just shoots you up. It's based on speed.
I see. Okay. Mm.
So if you, mm-hmm. I don't know if it's like a weight thing on the car or what it is. Wind, mm-mm. something stops some coasters from.
I mean, I'm
it
not getting on this fucking thing in the first place, but
no, I would.
It's so boring. I've done it multiple times, but it's so boring. I mean, once you're there, what are you going to do? Not go? Right. But it's a bad roller coaster. I'm like, let me do some tricks while I'm out here.
For sure. Yeah.
Flip me around.
Yeah. The scariest roller coaster I've ever been on is a roller coaster called the X Factor at Magic Mountain out here. I should give this caveat. I've only been to Kings Island and Magic Mountain. I think those were the only two amusement parks. But I went to Magic Mountain. I had divorced parents. So I went to Magic Mountain a lot when I was a kid.
Tell me about it. Yeah. I had divorced parents and my dad took me to amusement park once a summer as our special.
Divorced kids know about amusement parks.
Yeah. We're like, oh, trust me. I know what it's like to have a funnel cake and get on a roller coaster.
Exactly.
You're
going to
get lots of treats
have
today.
To tell me twice. Those are the kids that aren't afraid to puke.
Exactly.
I'm just imagining the dads like silently nodding to each other from across.
Oh, they must be. Yeah. Absolutely. There's probably like a secret bar we don't even know about where they all watch games.
Yeah. They're like, I'm going to head out to the bathroom. And there's like a secret door in the bathroom that's like, man, my kid's demanding a soda. And they're like, God, what a glad she got half custody. I don't want to do this anymore. And then it's like,
yeah, they're just like in there, my ex. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's amazing, man. Yeah, no, I like a roller coaster that I like the first initial hill and maybe a second hill. And then I like a moment of pause before you're setting up for the mm-hmm. next trick.
Yes.
I like that moment of like, oh, shit, I just survived and I trust this ride. Now show me what you got. That's what I want from a ride.
I want a view.
Yeah.
I want a view. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want fun. I want a fear for my life.
Yes.
I want a view. And then I want that moment where you're kind of going straight mm-hmm. and you haven't just gone up. So mm-hmm. you're thinking, I'm not coming down anytime soon. And then they drop you a little bit. Just a couple feet.
Yeah.
Or I love when they do that corkscrew thing, like where you're going straight and then you get a little corkscrewy. The mm-hmm. most important thing in my mind is to not blow your wad at the beginning of the ride. Like, it better build so that the scariest part is at the end, because some coasters make that mm-hmm. mistake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to have a good time later also.
Exactly.
I don't want to do the hard thing and then be like, great, well, now we just chill for a minute till we get to the end. Mm-hmm. The good thing about Top Thrill Dragster is you don't have that problem, because it's not fun for very long, because the roller coaster's not very long.
Man, it just blows my mind that this is what we do as human beings.
Yeah.
We're like, all right, I used to get chased by, like, mountain lions, or not mountain lions, whatever the old saber-tooth tigers, mm-hmm. and like I gotta chase that feeling, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta feel alive like, again.
Yeah, I'm just imagining cavemen being like, what the fuck are these idiots doing? Like, you're safe.
Yeah. If one of them came back to life, they would be so fucking chill. They would be like, dude, what? Why would you do that?
Yeah.
You have it made out here. I was hustling for food.
You have churros and you're choosing this?
Yeah, they're like, you have this. I never watched that Caveman TV show, the one that was based off of the ads. Oh, but I hope that was the vibe.
Me too.
I feel like Encino Man gets it pretty right. You know, it's like, whoa.
Brendan Fraser.
Shit tastes crazy.
Yeah.
Brendan Fraser's having a moment. How are you feeling, Brandy?
I feel great. I feel validated. It's been far too long. I've been waiting for this to happen. I love Brendan Fraser. For the listeners that I know this or not, he is painted on the side of my car. I love him. And honestly, we've been due for a renaissance for quite a while.
Yeah.
And I'm glad it's finally here.
Is it because of something? Is he like in something or is it just happening?
I think it's like, honestly, I think Brendan Fraser is kind of like, when you think of him, it takes you back to like a more comforting time in American society. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He kind of has like third wave ska vibes a little bit of just like, oh, before things really went shitty. Ooh, how he always makes you happy. He does his best always. He's just a positive force. You know, he's also been been in a couple of things. He was in some superhero TV show that he was pretty good in. And he's got a couple other things coming out. And I think the thing that I think really turned it is when that Tom Cruise Mummy movie came out. Everybody was like, no, my mummy.
We need Brendan back.
Yeah. Brendan Fraser. Where the fuck has he been? That's my guy.
I have all of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have two theories about Brendan.
Yes.
One. Blast from the Past had him living in a bunker.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are feeling that way now. They're not. It's not true. We have the outdoors, but people feel that way right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So they're like, wait a second. Brendan
knows
me in a particular way.
Yeah.
Also,
he lived it.
He lived it. He knows. Mm-hmm. And second, he was really hot when he was George of the Jungle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very hot.
And we didn't give him his due.
No.
Because we were like, he's...
Yeah.
But now we're like, oh, that's how I think about it.
I can see that.
He's a great guy, too. There's a really great GQ article from maybe probably.
That was a good profile.
Yeah, it was a really great profile about him coming back. Like he had all these like health issues and like went through a really bad divorce. And like which is like why he kind of disappeared for a while. And like actually, there's like some he was like. He has like a Me Too story where he is the victim as well, too, with some like Hollywood fart and press people.
Yeah.
And he's just like, so he's a survivor. He's a good dude. He has like an autistic son that he buys horses for.
Aww.
And like he has like an archery range in his backyard that in the article as he's like, I'm going to tell this story. I need to go shoot some arrows first. He goes in the backyard and just like unloads some arrows.
Oh, that's hot.
And he's just like, I mean, he's just.
That's George of the Jungle.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very. I mean. I don't really understand what this white boy summer thing everyone's talking about is, but if Brendan Fraser is the white boy, I will get behind it.
Yes.
I think
Chet Hanks.
Chet Hanks, the spawn of Tom Hanks.
We can't have Chet Hanks the discussion.
Brendan Fraser.
Brendan, sure, he's welcome and that's great, but I would like to see some ladies come back. Where is Julianne Moore?
Oh, yeah.
Really good question.
Julianne Moore, she's like she's really been gone.
Where is she?
Brendan Fraser, young Brendan Fraser, also has the look of some of these TikTok boys.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm.
And so you have to imagine there's been Googling going on of like the Gen Z aesthetic, and then they're being pulled up to a young Brendan. I think we need to give him the attention, or not even attention, because I think let's let him be, but the same energy we gave to Rick Moranis. Because everyone was like, wait, we found out Rick Moranis is a great guy. And then we were like, leave him alone, but let him be king.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, support him however he wants to be supported.
I would love, I'm just going to pitch this. I would love to see a production of The Odd Couple with Rick Moranis and Brendan Fraser.
I would love this. Oh my God.
Okay.
That's just a fun idea.
I mean, I'm committed to going and especially seeing like not great theater when everything comes back. And I think, I mean, actually probably would be good, but
I think it'd be great.
I would also love it if it was not good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Let's ask one more question before we go to break here. Wow. Look at where we landed after the, what were you doing at 11?
Truly.
Last night?
Yeah. Well, the truth about physics, by the way, is we didn't learn about roller coasters. We were learning about bridges that don't make it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That was like the big thing. That's what we did instead, where we were like, these bridges did.
Is that what you did for your field trips? You go watch bridges fail?
we watched like videos of them.
Oh, shit.
And then she was like, but oh, there's so many of them. So then you get on a bridge and you're like, no, I know these don't last.
Yeah, that's smart. Phobia because that's kind of like the, that's kind of like the drunk driving seminars in school where they're like, see, when it's like, see, if you fuck up physics, your bridge is going to fucking fall over.
The bridge is going to do that thing where it.
So
anyway, you can ask your next question, but I did think about that.
No, I get that. Like, it's like, oh, so I'll just become a comedian and not do physics and leave that to somebody else then. Mm-hmm. That's what I've learned.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't get great grades. I'm not going to fuck around and build a bridge.
Yeah, yeah.
Why would I mess with that? I know the pitfalls. Someone smarter in this class certainly can take on that burden. It's not going to be me.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, next question.
One more question.
What's the craziest thing you've done?
My life? I'm like skydiving and I'm like, that's crazy in one way, but it's not in a fun way. Do you know what I mean?
I think skydiving is fun.
I think it is, but it's not like, it's like fun fact in class. That's not gonna be the fun thing to say,
right?
It's kind of like, okay, cool,
it's a common fun thing. If they do it on The Bachelor,
right, because like it's intended. Yeah. I don't feel like it's a create because you know what you're getting into.
Yes,
right.
This like, is oh, like, I fully, oh, I signed a waiver. Right. I signed a waiver.
Yeah, there's a waiver.
I signed a waiver. It's not eligible. Yeah, you're just kind of like, oh. So now I have to really think. Is the problem?
Yeah, we're
do
so
you guys
sorry.
Have one on the tip of your tongues, because then it'll make me think of
a crazy thing.
Yeah.
What is it?
Thing.
Do you have one, Babs? Did I hear the wrong? Okay.
Oh man.
I started a stampede at a rave.
Okay.
That's pretty.
That's pretty
I
up there.
I didn't mean to. I was like, I was at the forum. It was New Year's Eve 2001. And I was at the forum. And like the forum and the Coliseum are these two buildings that are like right next to each other. And the rave was in both of them. But this, like, we were like on this huge hill and the security guard like wouldn't let us go down to the forum. So I just meant to like go ask the security guard if just me and my friends could go down. And I hopped the fence like sucking on a pacifier. And I was just like, I was just gonna be like, hey, do you mind if just like me and my friends walk down this hill? And I turned around and there were like hundreds of people following me down, creating a stampede down to the forum. And it was wonderfully exhilarating.
Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I almost got caught in a stampede to meet Jim Carrey outside of the TRL building.
That's such a specific era of things to happen. Yeah. What movie was this?
TRL, Jim Carrey.
Oh, this is probably like Bruce Almighty or something around that time. Great movie. I was definitely, I think I was in college. So I went to college in Philly. I went to New York. And
a lot of Philly talk.
A lot of Philly. Love some Philly. And like, I remember being like, oh, this would be cool. Let's see if I can see him. Because he was going to be on Letterman that night. And I had tickets for Letterman. So, and I knew that he was going to be at TRL during the day. So I was like, all right, I'll go over and see if I can see him in the window. So I got there and like the space outside the window is just like it was too much. It was too many people. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to go around the side of the building. And when I rounded the building, Jim Carrey was just like hanging out in this alley with like a car and a security guy. And I was like, whoa, there he is. But then I heard this wall of people turn the corner behind me and they were like, there he is. And they all started running and I had to run to the side and then he jumped in the car and took off. It was terrifying. Mm. I felt for a moment what it would have been like to have like been hunted by a group
of
stamps.
Holy shit.
It was really
crazy.
Damn,
I don't have any stampede stories. Fuck.
That's okay.
Okay, we have to take a break. We'll be back. Hey everybody, we're back. I'm Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Shelby Wallstein.
Hello.
Let's do a lady problem. What do you guys think?
Yes, please.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. If you want to leave one, you can write to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com or you can give us a call at 323-6-BUT-30.
Lady problems. Lady problems, do you have them? Lady problems, do you have them? People have them.
Hey ladies, Thank you for coming to the Exactly Right Network and completely my life. I think changing. Completely changing my life. I'm going to say changing. My lady problem is that my girlfriend hates my cat. That seems so minimal and stupid, but my cat is kind of my best friend. Luna, my cat, is 5 years old and has been with me through the hardest years of my life. She has also been the most consistent thing in my life these last 5 years. The problem, the girl I'm seeing hates cats. Apparently she was attacked by one as a kid and has held up a fear of them ever since. Whenever she comes over, she expects me to lock my baby away so she can feel safe. I've told her I will not do that until we decide to go to bed, and that's only so she can feel comfortable sleeping. Even then, I hate locking her out of my room. I have genuine feelings for this girl, more than I ever have for anyone else, but honestly, her feelings towards my cat, my one consistent companion, is holding me back. So what should I do? If any of your significant others hated your pets, what would you do? Love to you, ladies, always.
They wouldn't be my significant other.
I have a cat, and the thing is, it's not even an allergy. So I'm like, just fucking suck it up.
I agree completely. Get over it.
If you're allergic, let's deal with it. Let's get a solution on board.
But then, buy some Benadryl or something. Like,
It's not hard. You hate all cats because you got attacked by one cat when you were a kid. That is a shitty, immature opinion to have. You know, I know you love this girl, but that's like a very shitty thing that is like not
just
the way
strong
adults.
Feelings. Love was not dropped yet.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Strong feelings. Just strong feelings. That's not the way an adult acts. No. And it's weirdly manipulative too, because it's like, well, choose me over this thing that you've had in your life for this long. I don't like this at all.
I feel like a pet is like essentially like your kid.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were dating someone with a kid, would you be like, that kid needs to be locked out of the room?
Well, that would be a crime. I think the thing, if you asked this person, this girl, what she wanted you to do, would it be get rid of the cat? Because it's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Right.
Yeah, it's really weird. I mean, I will say I feel for the other girl only because, like, I think being attacked by an animal when you're a kid can really fuck you up, obviously. And, like, who knows?
Yeah.
It was probably pretty bad for her to be this intense about it. That being said, it's like that's something she's got to like work out, and you can't it's just like
how
she can't expect you to treat your pet like this.
I mean, I was attacked by a rooster when I was a kid, and I've been around chickens and roosters since then. Obviously everyone's different, that's whatever.
I don't think we can, you know, cat attacks can be really fucking bad. Like
they can
I know people who've gotten
so
like mauled by cats
small.
But I do feel, like it doesn't change the fact that this cat is really important to this person. I don't know if she's going to be dating you, then like that comes part and parcel with who you are. Like what's the long game look like? Are you guys going to date for a long time and the cat's never going to be comfortable in your house? And like, are you guys going to move in together and the cat's going to have like certain restricted areas it can go? I don't think so.
I think we need to get one of those like beekeeping outfits, you know?
Oh, yes. Sexy too.
And not all the time, but maybe like have her put that on and then just go into a room and kind of hang out with the cat for a couple hours where you feel safe. And then they'll be fine after, because obviously the cat's not terribly aggressive because this person's been living with it for 5 years with no issues.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking this is like a rabbit cat off the street and they're like, I want to keep it and she's afraid. It's like the cat's fine.
Yeah, I'm assuming you have a very friendly cat that like would not be attacking her or anything like that.
Now if the cat's an asshole, different story. Get rid of it.
No. Never get rid of a cat.
They remember and they'll tell their friends.
Exactly. And then they'll write a musical.
Ah, James Corden on the line.
It's so unfair. It's just such an unfair position to put.
That's the thing. It's manipulative and like, I mean, I do understand, because it sounds like this person has some trauma. But it's just like that relationship that someone has with their pet, like it's unfair to expect them to mess with that.
I feel like if people don't like cats, there's this idea that like the relationship with a cat is not the same as a relationship with a dog.
Yes.
And that's what I feel like we're hearing here.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
That makes me angry.
It's cat cis as like, fuck. Yes.
Yeah, it's like you don't actually have a relationship with the cat. If it was a dog, it'd be a different story. And I'm kind of like, all right.
Yeah, I think we're seeing this through a really like dog-centric lens.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So my exactly. And I want maybe a compromise, a meet in the middle. Granted, she is only locking it up at night, mm-hmm. but I'm like, all right, my cat body slams my door if I leave her out of my room at night.
Oh my God, mine too. Body. It's so funny.
It's how do they do? Really they just funny. Like, it's like an entity just like, boom.
It's like they're ramming your door.
Yeah, I don't know how y'all are sleeping. Yeah. My cat does not fuck around with that kind of behavior.
Yeah.
She has an attitude about
my
it.
My cats can tell when we're awake in the morning, even if we've made no noise. And they'll just Whoa. Start ramming the door.
Okay, cats are all powerful.
I love them.
So funny. And well, it's also like just from her, for your girlfriend too. Like, there's a lot of cats in the world. Like, this is a fear that like would be good to maybe do some work on, just to make her life easier, just existing in the world. Because you know, there's just a lot of people have cats.
I do have a friend who's like deathly afraid of cats, and his reaction to them is so funny. I just have to do it for you guys. Like, if we're walking down a street, he'll be like. Every time he sees a cat.
That's like the thing. Some people have legit. It kind of makes me think, they need exposure therapy. Like on Jerry Springer, when somebody's afraid of foil and they bring out like a huge thing of foil and the person's like, and then they just like make them stare at the foil for a while. Maybe they need to go to a cat cafe or like a rescue or something and just kind of like be around them and see that they're all nice. And
yeah. I feel like I'm participating in a little bit of erasure about this person's fear, and I'm just saying, I'm sure it's real.
Yes.
I just don't have it myself, and I see the world through my lens.
Well, okay, what if I guess it's like if the listener's partner was writing in and asking us, what do I do? I'm really scared of cats, but I don't want my, you know, girlfriend to have to get rid of her cat. I think we would say that, right? Like,
exposure.
Work on...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think like, you need
with
to
it.
Get work, start
sit
working
with it.
On it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
life is just easier when you like cats. So it's like a good skill to obtain.
That's very true.
Because what if she's going to date someone else after this who also has a cat? Like, it's just going to be easier. The more you can coexist with cats.
I wanted a saying that was similar to the one that's like, it takes like 164 more muscles in your mouth to frown than to smile, but about fear. But I didn't have one.
God, I hate that shit.
Do you guys, did you know it's actually easier to smile than to frown?
I will say that unfortunately, the older I get, inspirational quotes work on me and it's really frustrating.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, that's why I wanted to give one a try.
Absolutely.
I hate it because I saw someone jogging that was just like, you're your own worst enemy. Not that. I don't fucking know what it said, but it did like inspire me. And
I know.
Like, God damn it.
Those jogging shirts work on me every time. It's humiliating. It'll be like one that's like the word mind over the word matter. I'm like, yeah, dude, mind over matter.
Yeah. There's some that will just be like, have you ever thought that maybe it's live and let live? And you're like, whoa. Wait a second. Do
Hold
that.
On.
I'm going to move to Santa Monica. I have to.
I think the most important thing is that you send us a picture of your cat.
Absolutely.
So that we can appreciate it.
Good call.
Yeah, we need to see Luna, please. I would love to see her. She sounds beautiful and amazing.
Is she? Maybe she's a black cat. Fun.
Ooh,
I love a black cat. Yes.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of Lunas are a black cat or like a gray. But black, I think.
Yeah.
I'd love a black kitty. I love all kitties, though, so what am I saying?
Yeah, big, big old fan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, send in a picture of her.
I love cats so much that, like, because I'm not allowed, I can't, I'm actually in this listener's position. It's just that I don't already have a cat because I want a cat really bad, but my husband is quote-unquote allergic, and I love cats.
He is allergic.
That's why you said, buy some Benadryl or something.
It's been pitched. But like when I see a cat, I feel as though I'm seeing a celebrity. Like I have to point it out every time. Like anytime I see a cat, I instinctively just go, kitty! No matter where I am or if I'm going to run by myself or anything.
I absolutely act cooler around celebrities than I do cats.
Yes.
For sure. I'm a lot crazier when I see a cat than I am a famous person.
Yeah.
Something weird that's been happening around my neighborhood, but with dogs, not cats, is that I keep seeing dogs be out on their own with no collar.
Ooh.
And I think, I stop my car, I get out, I go, and I say, I got to get this dog to a good home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But every time... it's like a specific 3-block span that this keeps happening in. The dogs, I'll go get them and they'll start walking away. I'll follow because I'm trying to save a life. and they'll go home. And they all have homes, different homes. It's not all the same one. And people are just letting these dogs roam the three blocks, no problem.
No.
And they have friends around the block. They hang out together. And yeah. every time I get tricked into trying to help, and every time, no need. They're fine.
Yeah.
I've people also gotta been stop in this that. Boat. Put a fucking collar on.
Put
people
a damn
think your
collar
dog's
on.
Astray.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna steal one by mistake at some point because it's gonna yeah. like come to me and I'm gonna be like, great, let's get the
I
car.
Did
We're
that
going.
With my last black cat. It was we found it in Palm Desert.
Springs. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we took it because it didn't have a collar and it had balls, so we thought it was not anyone's cat, and then they were mm-hmm. like, oh, it's been fixed, and we're like, great, well, we probably just took someone's
we
fucking
stole
cat.
Someone's cat.
But you didn't have a chip or a collar, so what are we supposed to do?
Yeah, what are you gonna do? I'm gonna take the dog, give it to either myself or a shelter, and then I'm gonna see signs for the dog, and I'm gonna be like, it's god, it's a little too late, a little too late.
Yeah. No, when you're a pet owner, you're taking on a responsibility, so you know, take care of your pet.
I just like imagining this dog having different families in different states, like men with yeah. visiting them.
Yeah. I got hoes. different area codes. Okay.
The dogs are just visiting around.
I mm-hmm. have to tell you guys this, and this is not about dogs or cats, but it's about animals, and I forgot to tell you this. We saw a humpback whale in Malibu last week.
Whoa.
Yeah,
cool.
Dude, it was the coolest shit in the whole fucking world. It was maybe like 150 yards out. This motherfucker like breached, put up his big ass whale belly, and then like splashed down in the water like
that
close
is
enough.
Fucking cool.
Yeah,
nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
so I just needed cool. to brag about that.
Whales yeah. are so big.
I know.
They are. They really like freak me the fuck out. I've been on a whale boat like twice, and the first time I was just like, they're just so big that you assume they're going to do something to you because yeah. they're just so big. And you're like, they're going to ram the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
By accident. I don't think of them as malicious. I think of them as really clumsy big guys.
Yeah.
Like, something sure. can happen that would
just
be really
like a drunk uncle.
Because they don't understand their size.
Exactly.
You know when someone has like a lab that thinks it's a chihuahua? I think that about whales, but they think they're like little goldfish. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like damn. I think if I had to choose, I would be more scared to be like in close proximity to like a blue whale, probably even than like a great white shark, honestly, if I had to choose.
Because it's just size.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could just like do this and you'd be fucking yeah. like drowned.
And that's it.
They could sneeze and I'd be fucked. Whereas a shark, I feel like I could play a mental game with.
Yeah, and a shark.
You're
exactly. Shark swims above me.
I love your confidence.
And it goes fast.
Yeah.
Shark goes above me. It goes fast. It's gone. I can keep kind of trying to, you know, I don't. It's this is gators, not sharks. But I go in a zigzag and I win. Now, a whale swims above me. I will not get the space to come up for air until tomorrow afternoon.
Exactly.
It's so big.
And by that time, you're probably
dead. I'm
dead.
Yeah. It'll kill me just by accident. It's trying to go so fast. He's like, excuse me. I'm trying. I'm out. I'm dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Doesn't even realize.
I can't even float to the top. My friends are looking for me. They're like, we don't see her anywhere. I don't float to the top till the whale passes. I'm screwed.
This is why a killer whale strikes off fear in my heart even more than a shark, because it's a combination of both things.
Yeah, because they're fucking mean.
Terrifying.
Oh my god.
They're
Talk
so
about
mean.
Trauma. Oh my, I can't even. Yes, I saw some Nature Channel shit in Vancouver with some killer whales. I'm going to leave it at that.
Oof. No. Nope.
We saw some murder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. No.
Good.
That's our episode.
You saw a murder.
We saw a murder. Anyway, Shelby, where can everyone find you?
Shelby, where can we find you on Twitter, etc., and your podcast?
Oh, I make it really easy to find me by putting just my full name on all social media. So at Shelby Wolstein on Twitter or Instagram. I don't have TikTok yet, but if you really want it, I probably still won't do it. And I keeping records on Twitter or Instagram. I think we're Keeping Records Pod on one of them, but if you search us, we'll come up. And anywhere you listen to podcasts, really, you should be able to find it.
Awesome.
Fuck yeah.
Thanks, Shelby.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a blast.
Awesome. All right, everybody. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
3, 2, 3, 6 but 30.
It's 6 but 30 somewhere.
Hi, okay, my name's Katie. I just listened to the first episode that y'all did with Karen, and I have to share with you, because you were talking about leaving the, or sending a message to the wrong person, I once dated this kid named Kyle. And by dated, I mean I dry humped him a little bit. And I was actually his first kiss in high school. But also my best friend, his name was Kyle. He grew up in my neighborhood. We rode the bus together. And one time I had a dream that Kyle, my best friend, had killed himself or was in trouble or something. And I woke up and I was so upset by this dream that I texted him and I was like, Kyle, I have the worst dream. I just need you to know that I love you so much. And I had since ghosted other Kyle, but he texted back and he was like, okay, well, we can figure this out. Thank you for telling me. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I texted the wrong Kyle. And he, you know, it sounded like I was professing my love to him. And I had to be like, oops, sorry, wrong person. And then I never spoke to that person again. But me and Kylie are still friends. Love you guys. Bye.